Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Friday, April 19th. On today's show, the Arkansas Senate Committee approves two bills to regulate cryptocurrency mining, and authorities seize $773 million in digital currency from the illegal cryptocurrency bank in Frascati. Plus, Kraken acquires TradeStation Crypto to expand regulatory licensing in the U.S. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with news from Arkansas, where the state Senate is considering two bills that would regulate cryptocurrency mining operations. The bills come after concerns were raised about the impact of crypto mines, which are often located in rural areas and require significant energy and water to operate. For more, we're joined by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about these proposed regulations?
The two bills, introduced by Republican Senators Joshua Bryant and Missy Irvin, aim to address several key issues surrounding crypto mining operations in Arkansas. Senate Bill 78 focuses on placing noise limits on the mines, prohibiting ownership by certain foreign entities, and allowing local governments to pass ordinances regulating the mines. The bill also clarifies that individuals can engage in crypto mining from their homes without government interference, as long as it's within the confines of their normal retail utility rates.
And what about the second bill, Senate Bill 79? What does that aim to achieve?
Senate Bill 79, introduced by Senator Irvin, would require crypto mines to be licensed by the State Department of Energy and Environment. The department would also be required to inform legislative committees of its crypto mine regulation methods. Both bills contain emergency clauses, meaning they would go into effect immediately if signed into law by Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
These bills come after several other potential crypto regulation policies failed to pass in the House, despite being approved by the Senate. What were some of those measures?
One of the failed resolutions, which is largely accounted for in Senate Bill 78, would have allowed local governments to regulate crypto mines and prohibit ownership of the mines by a list of foreign countries from which the Federal International Traffic in Arms Regulations bans imports and exports. The discussion around regulating crypto mines on the state level arose from Act 851 of 2023, or the Arkansas Data Centers Act, which limited local government's ability to regulate these operations.
It seems there are concerns about the environmental impact and potential national security risks posed by crypto mines. Can you elaborate on those issues?
Crypto mines, which are essentially large groups of computers that harvest digital currency, require significant energy to operate and water to keep the computers cool. This has raised concerns about their environmental impact, especially in rural areas where they are often located. Additionally, there are worries about foreign ownership of these mines and whether they could pose a national security risk. In fact, residents near a crypto mine in the Bono community have filed a lawsuit claiming noise pollution from the operation.
It will be interesting to see how the Senate committee proceeds with these bills and whether they ultimately gain approval. Thank you for breaking down these proposed regulations for us. Moving from the U.S. to Italy, authorities there have made a major move against illegal cryptocurrency operations. In a crackdown coordinated by the Velletri Prosecutor's Office, the financiers of the Provincial Command of Rome, and the Special Unit for Privacy Protection and Technological Fraud in Rome have seized over 776 million cryptocurrencies valued at approximately 63 million euros. 21 people are under investigation for the crime of criminal association aimed at the abusive exercise of financial activity. For more on this developing story, we turn to our correspondent, Abby. What can you tell us about how this illegal operation worked?
According to the investigators, the suspects used social networks to promote investments in cryptocurrencies on illegal online platforms. They promised high weekly returns to attract more investors and capital. The operational base was located in Frascati, but the scheme operated throughout Italy. Authorities also found evidence linking an Italian company to the creation and offering of a digital currency as an investment through its website, which was operating illegally in the market.
and I understand there was an arrest made in connection with this case. What do we know about that?
That's right. One of the suspects was arrested at Fiumicino Airport just before he was about to board a flight to Poland. He was taken into custody as a crime suspect. Additionally, 15 of the 21 suspects are facing immediate trial ordered by decree.
The scale of this seizure is quite significant. Can you put that into perspective for us?
Absolutely. Authorities seized over 776 million cryptocurrencies from the Italian company involved. Each unit was worth around 82,000 euros, bringing the total value of the seized digital assets to approximately 63 million euros. This is a substantial blow to the illegal cryptocurrency operation and sends a strong message about the authorities' commitment to cracking down on such schemes.
As cryptocurrencies continue to gain popularity, what implications does a case like this have for the broader crypto market and investors?
This case highlights the importance of due diligence and caution when investing in cryptocurrencies. While legitimate crypto investments can offer benefits, illegal schemes promising unrealistic returns are a significant risk. Investors should thoroughly research any platform or company before investing and be wary of promises that seem too good to be true. Regulators and law enforcement agencies are increasingly focused on combating crypto-related crimes, which may lead to greater scrutiny and regulation of the market as a whole.
Thank you, Abby, for your insights on this developing story. It's clear that as the cryptocurrency market continues to evolve, authorities will remain vigilant in their efforts to protect investors and prevent illegal activities. Speaking of developments in the crypto space, cryptocurrency exchange Kraken is expanding its presence in the United States with the acquisition of TradeStation Crypto, the digital assets unit of TradeStation Group. The goal is to expand Kraken's regulatory licensing in the U.S. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. What can you tell us about Kraken's motivations behind this deal?
Kraken sees this acquisition as a way to accelerate its growth in the United States. By acquiring TradeStation Crypto, Kraken gains access to the company's money transmitter and other regulatory licenses across many U.S. states. This could open up new product opportunities and allow Kraken to expand its offerings to American customers. However, both companies have faced regulatory challenges in the past.
That's right. The SEC has taken action against both firms. Can you provide some details on those cases?
In TradeStation Crypto's case, the SEC said the company failed to properly register a crypto lending product before offering it to investors. TradeStation Crypto ended up paying $1.5 million to settle those charges. As for Kraken, in November, the SEC alleged that the exchange was commingling customer funds with its own while operating as an unregistered securities exchange, broker, dealer, and clearing agency. Kraken disagrees with the SEC's position and plans to defend itself.
Given those past issues, how is Kraken approaching compliance going forward, especially as it looks to expand in the U.S.?
At a recent industry conference, Kraken's chief compliance officer, CJ Rinaldi, said the company has learned that proactively identifying problems and notifying regulators is the best approach. He emphasized that Kraken continues to invest heavily in compliance controls and staffing. The goal is to avoid regulatory surprises by maintaining open lines of communication. Rinaldi also expressed hope that the rest of the crypto industry can learn from Kraken's experiences.
Beyond this acquisition, what other moves has Kraken made recently to bolster its institutional offerings?
In February, Kraken launched a new brand called Kraken Institutional. The aim is to provide a one-stop shop for the company's existing products and services catered towards institutions, asset managers, hedge funds, and high-net-worth individuals. Kraken Institutional will serve as the central point of contact for institutional clients seeking exposure to cryptocurrencies and digital assets. The focus seems to be on providing scalable, easily integrated solutions to meet the growing institutional demand in the space.
It will certainly be interesting to see how Kraken navigates the U.S. regulatory landscape as it moves forward with this acquisition and its broader institutional push. Thanks for that update, David. Now, the cryptocurrency market has seen some significant volatility in recent weeks, with Bitcoin dropping 16% from its all-time high of $73.6K reached on March 14th. This has sparked discussions in the crypto community about whether the bull market has come to an end. So what are your thoughts? Are we entering a bear market?
Well, David, it's certainly a possibility given the rapid decline we've seen. Historically, prices often move contrary to the expectations of the masses. Right now, there's been a big drop in FOMO, or the fear of missing out, while FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, is on the rise. Interestingly, this combination has often preceded a market recovery in the past, either before or shortly after Bitcoin's halving event.
That's an intriguing historical pattern. What other data points are you looking at to gauge the market sentiment and potential direction?
One key level to watch is the 60K mark for Bitcoin. Analysis from Into the Block reveals that this is a critical juncture for Bitcoin's price trajectory. The biggest whales, those holding at least 0.1% of the total supply, haven't started accumulating yet and even decreased their holdings slightly. However, addresses holding over 1,000 BTC have been buying the dip aggressively, adding about 16.3K Bitcoin, or nearly $1 billion worth, in the past week alone.
Wow, so the large holders are showing conviction even amid the market volatility. Any other whale activity of note?
Yes, data from LookOnChain highlights four wallets that deposited 900 BTC, worth about $55 million, to Binance in the past few hours. Interestingly, these holdings were accumulated from Binance just 3 months ago. If sold now, these positions would net a tidy profit of nearly $14 million. So it seems some whales may be looking to book profits.
Fascinating insights. Any closing thoughts on what this all means for the crypto market outlook?
In summary, while the recent Bitcoin price drop has stoked fears of a bear market, historical patterns suggest a potential reversal could be in the cards. Key data points to monitor include whale activity, especially around that crucial 60K level for Bitcoin. The coming weeks should be quite revealing for the future direction.
Thanks for that in-depth analysis on Bitcoin price levels and whale movements. We appreciate you joining us and sharing your insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.